Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'd like to remind everybody that I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out to the Coast Guard today, celebrating their 232nd birthday. Kudos to the Coast Guard. Way to go. Now, let's not forget, everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, the Facebook page that we have, you can go over there, check it out. The official Captain's America Third Watch, that's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're on Parler as Captain's America Third Watch. We're also over on MeWe, Gab, Getter. We're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram the same way, the Captain's America Third Watch. And our secret CB code name over there is Captain's America. That's Captain with an S in the middle, America. You put that in there and you'll find us that way on any one of those pages. Okay, well, we have got on the telephone line Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
All right, well, you know, can't make this stuff up. Couldn't if you tried. But we have got just a bunch of connivers, if you will. I keep looking at this Sinema and Manchin and Schumer deal that they're trying to get Kyrsten Sinema to come on board with them with this new bill that they've got. And I just don't see it happening. Do you?
I'm not convinced that I really think that it will happen. I think there's actually some Democrats, too, that are kind of pushing back on this one.
There are.
You know, let's not forget that there is still unspent billions mm-hmm. from COVID money that's sitting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been no accountability. I haven't seen anybody in media press a White House and the press briefings about the unspent money, including, over at EPA or DHS or CDC or any of those. So, I need some Republicans to go out there and challenge that very notion that there are billions and billions. We also, too, never seem to account for the fraudulent money that just seems to be approved and allocated and then goes into oblivion where we don't get anything in return for it, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse.
Right.
The clawback money of all of the people that won PPP money, you know, where are we with that? What's the status of that?
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, is expected to ease its guidelines to control the spread of COVID-19, including in schools, as soon as this week. Now, the CDC has reported yesterday, they were citing sources familiar with the plan, that they just might drop this altogether or change it dramatically to where the kids wouldn't be strapped down the way they are.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back and forth, but I think what is beginning to happen here is we're coming into the school year, and the CDC is clearly a political operation, and they're looking at these parents and what they're doing with pushing back on school boards and principals and teachers' unions and so forth and so on. So they're almost necessarily having to be forced to say, okay, maybe we won't go so far. But what the CDC only puts out are guidelines or recommendations. They're not edicts. They're not requirements or regulations. And so for states and counties and mayors and, you know, all this, they don't have to follow that stuff. They're like suggestions. So we're clearly seeing it coming in this new school year. It's going to be a very different thing. But I would hold on to your hat because we still have the threat of monkeypox and where that's necessarily going
to
go.
Yeah, they're getting ready to do something. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about our governor, Ron DeSantis. He's promised, his spokesman, rather, promised a major announcement this morning, which is going to spark a liberal media meltdown.
Yeah, it is. The announcement is in his official capacity, meaning as governor. He's not coming out and announcing that he's running. So they made that distinction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to. Right?
Well, I mean,
they have to because everybody's, oh, he's going to announce he's running. I can hear it now. Oh, well.
Now, this is in his official capacity. So,
correct. And, of course, the inflation reduction tax and all that stuff that's in that bill, the scheme, spending scheme, was exposed yesterday. We'll get into that, too, in the next segment after we talk about Ron DeSantis. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning show. Got plenty to talk about, and you'll be right there with us. So we'll see you when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. You'll be able to see Jeff today if you're coming over to Mixon's Roadside Cafe in Bradenton. We'll be over there. Have lunch with the Captain. Jeff will be over there. So stop by and say howdy, howdy. In the meantime, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is being brought to you by Geico. Geico has been saving people money for more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, they've got the website, geico.com. You can actually go over there and get a rate for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can find coverage for that over there, too. And then when you get done, the way that you can really save some money is to go ahead and bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. That's how you will save a bunch of money, guaranteed on that one. So check it out, see what they can do for you, and maybe you'll save a lot of dough. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a couple of our favorite people on the telephone line. One of them is Aaron in Denver, Colorado. So good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Cap, Denise. If these politicians, whether they happen to be, whether they have a R branded on their butts or D branded on their butts, they don't have the best interest of the country. This country has no business being in debt, period. If they had the best interest of the country, we would not be in debt.
Right.
This country is in a tsunami of debt, and it's because of both parties. It just shows both parties, no matter if they got an R or a D branded on their backside, don't have the best interest of this country. They don't have the best interest of American citizens that bust their butt every day in this country to pay taxes that is running that cesspool called Washington, D.C. But anyway, Cap, D, Denise, I could go on and on and on. But, Cap, Denise, you have a good night, and please have a good morning.
All right, good night, Denise. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny that she mentioned that because I was actually thinking that very thing for most of the day yesterday. You know, we had an old thing going through school: taxation without representation.
Yep.
And what reminded me is that Chuck Schumer gets up on the Senate floor yesterday talking about this inflation bill that they're trying. The voters overwhelmingly endorse it. We don't overwhelmingly endorse it because we don't even know what's in it. And I would argue that probably 70% of the population never even heard of it because they don't pay attention to politics. And so, I mean, how can a guy make a statement like that? I mean, it's remarkable. They overwhelmingly endorse it and say that we need it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
We have people up on the Hill haven't even read it all yet. I mean, I'm watching people that do nothing but go through these bills and what. It didn't even get scored by the central, the Congressional Budget Office until yesterday. And the proposals of they're going to, you know, help inflation and bring down the debt, that doesn't happen for 10 years out.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. I'm not sure, but I think this is Elliot. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. Hey, I want to run this by Denise and the American people and see what you think. You know, America, Joe Biden orders a switchblade pinpoint accuracy drone strike to kill the leader of Al-Qaeda. Denise, you do not kill a top terrorist and leave your southern border with Mexico wide open unchecked. America, we are a high-level threat right now. Al-Qaeda will reconstitute. Will they join Iran fighters, Cubans, Venezuelans, the Chinese mafia in Mexico, China, Russia goon squads? Africa could send some of their fighters, such as El-Shabaab, ISIS Africa, Boko Haram, or Black Axe. There is no threat analysis coming from Joe Biden or members of his inner staff on how we raise the level from green to caution yellow. America, I feel like we are deeply compromised. The signal may need to be changed from yellow to red. It's as if they are purposely doing this to destroy our sovereignty state, turning it into a chaotic state. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. Well, again, I can't argue with him.
The southern border is ungoverned space, period. And in the military, we refer to these places as ungoverned spaces. Libya, Syria, obviously Afghanistan, ungoverned spaces. And that's what causes the chaos. Now, Taliban is in charge of Afghanistan, and our Biden government is telling us that they are in power there and that we have to deal with them. Well, the Taliban are terrorists. And, I can't seem to get anybody in the Biden administration to hear, I can't seem to ever hear them say that. But Lindsey Graham said yesterday precisely what Elliot just said a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
The very same thing. Now, let's also forget, I don't know whether the number is 50 or 80, I don't know, one or the other, of people that have come across that border that have on the terror watch list.
Mm-hmm.
So Mayorkas gets asked about that, and he goes, oh, we know precisely who they are. Well, where are they? Well, we're keeping an eye on them. Where are they? Well, you'll never answer the question.
We don't have any idea. You know it, and I know it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone line, and I believe this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's up?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Mason. Good morning, Captain.
Hey.
Yes. The apathy and the outright disdain for common sense in Congress. The Democrat Party is scorning Warren Boebert, who wants to bring about a bill that would give members of Congress 5 days to read any bills that are brought or that are
correct.
That are
correct.
Represented, you know, that is brought to the floor or written or whatever the case is. But that just goes to show you just how corrupt these people on the left in the Democratic Party are. And in regards to fraud, waste, and corruption, let's start with Fauci, with his pension, his salary, and all of what he's done throughout his career to those that can't defend themselves, such as back in the 80s when he injected a number of black orphan children with the AIDS virus to test it on them. Now, I just want 5 minutes alone with that guy. Now, it wouldn't even take 5 minutes, so hand to hand with that little weasel. But anyway, thank you. Have a good morning.
All right. Well, again, a lot of what he says makes perfect sense.
Senator Paul held a very enlightening hearing yesterday, and Mel, I suggest he might have to put your seatbelt on for it, but you can go over and watch it off of C-SPAN. But several experts were there, not Fauci, and at least two of the three, as I recall, pretty much said that everything that Fauci has said about gain of function was a lie. So, you know, several times Senator Paul challenged Fauci, and Fauci always says, "I would never lie, and I certainly wouldn't lie to Congress." Well, as it turns out, for what was came out yesterday, there were lies. There's also a committee that meets, and I didn't get the whole thing on, so I may have to pay more attention to it. But they kind of meet on these sort of things on gain of function. And nobody knows who's in the committee, and nobody knows what the reports are, but they have met three times in like the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. Mm-hmm. Three times. So, Fauci. As far as Lowell and Boebert goes, here's something we need to remember. Every single person in Congress pretty much has a lawyer.
Yep. Yep. To be continued. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we will continue that conversation because it needs to be had. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Senate voted 86-11 to pass a bipartisan bill to enact the largest expansion of veteran health care benefits in decades, a week after it fell victim to a technical snafu and a political spat over a separate spending bill. They made such a huge mistake with veterans, said Mr. Schumer. I'm glad they recouped. All's well that ends well. The Deshaun Watson situation remains in a state of flux in Cleveland.
The NFL appealed the six-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. We're going to take a look at the news that is military. We've got plenty of it today. It's not just about Nancy's trip. There's lots of other things going on, not only over there in Ukraine, but also in parts of the Middle East, other parts of the Middle East. And even over in Southeast Asia. We'll get to all that in a moment. Right now, I'm going to let the National Aviation Academy tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, the campuses are located in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in my backyard across the bay from me. I'm over here in east of Clearwater in Tampa, and they're over there in Clearwater. Now, that's one campus. The other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, I was on the internet last night. I was doing a chat room thing, and I saw some people chiming in from the National Aviation Academy. I didn't get to them fast enough to find out where they were from, or I mean, who they were and exactly what they're, where they were from, but they were talking about their campuses, and in particular the one up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is where they were both out of, and of course the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. Now, in either case, whatever campus you decide to land on, you want to make sure that you take the tour, because you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one works for you. Now, if you want to go visit both campuses, you can do that too. Again, it's all totally up to you. But I would suggest, my personal choice, that you check out the one down here in Clearwater. That's a favorite place because of the weather and other things to go to. Now, in 14 short months, you can be an aviation maintenance tech and you can be making a lot of money. Make no mistake about it. The security that's in place, the learning process, the fact that you can jump in just 2 short years from whatever it was that you were doing to a job that will pay you $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year or more is a monumental accomplishment all by itself. And I look forward to meeting some of you someday, either at Clearwater or, if I'm up there in Boston, at Concord. I look forward to meeting some of you. I'll be actually in the hood checking you out. I do that from time to time. We'll have a booth at one of their exhibits, and that'll get us in there, and that's how I do that. So, again, it's all good. It's all good, and we're happy to be associated with National Aviation Academy. Now, millions of vets are suffering from the burn pit, the toxic injuries that they got from there, too. They're in a fair amount of pain and whatnot. And when we had the issue last week where they couldn't get this passed, I said to myself, I said, boy, this can't stand. Well, wouldn't you know, all of a sudden one of our congressmen jumped in and threw something out there on the internet, and a lot of people got involved again, let him take the lead, and it's back on the docket. It's back on the docket, I'm happy to report. So if you want to get yourself taken care of because of these burn pit deals and anything else related to the military and any injuries you had there, you can do that, but you've got to contact them. And again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour, but more importantly, tell them about the problems you're having, your medical problems. It'll be one way to get all that taken care of. Now, Nancy Pelosi, little old Nancy Pelosi, arrived in Taiwan, defying Beijing, definitely giving a shot of impetus, if you will, to Taiwan, and wherever it is that she's gone now, which I think is not Singapore, but Korea, South Korea. He's definitely lit a fire in the program there. And I'm hoping that with all this stuff that she's doing, that some people will take advantage of checking out what it is she's doing and where it is she's going. Because the National Aviation Academy is the school that they've been visiting. And again, Bo, who's in this studio every other Thursday, he'll be in again next week. If you want to call and ask him any questions, he'd be happy to answer them. He had a lot of questions he went out of here with this week. So there you go. Now, big changes are ahead for how our troops are going to battle future chemical and biological threats. Over the next few years, troops will be working closely with chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. They'll get new suits, new gloves. It even gets better because they'll get better detection devices, which will work. And they'll get more communication to help them out, which will work. All right, let me drift on over here. We do have a caller. Good morning, caller. Whoop. Oh, we had a caller. All right. I was going to pick it up for him, but it didn't work. So I say him. I think it was Laredo up there in Valdosta. I think that's who that was. Not sure, but the number looked familiar. Okay. But the program is we need to stay on top of this. We can't dilly-dally. We can't monkey around. We've got to stay on top of all of this and make sure that we don't get schnookered by these people. Now, from dome intercepts, targets, working with the U.S. systems and the U.S. Army, we obviously are developing systems ourselves to help out. I know the Israelis are coming over here to do some sort of programming. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be, but when we hear about it, we'll let you know because we're going to try to talk to one of the people that I know is getting involved here. And also, let's not forget that even though the budget is going to go up next year, military budget, and even though pay is going to go up, military pay, don't know by how much, I know they're going to ask for more than they're going to get, probably. But the thing of it is our military is worth every dime we pay them. Same with police, same with fire. There's no reason to hold them at the bottom end of the spectrum all the time, waiting to see whether or not they can get a raise for this or a raise for that and all that stuff. All right. Hold that thought. We're going to come back. We're going to do one more Truckers Highway and Bible report. And then we'll be back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's up on deck today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Stop on in there, join the Drivers Club, and find out what I already know. You can save money on your diesel, money on your gas, money on your services. That's all about helping you out, the individual driver. You also got fleet plans in there, too, if you're a fleet owner. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com. All right, and here we go. We'll be right back right after this.
Snow and rain and bright sunshine.
that is Tommy James and the Shondells. Remember them? Dragging a Line. And that was came from the album Christian of the World. Now, that that song has a lot of meaning in it, and it kind of took him in a different direction back years ago. But it's a great song to listen to when you're just trucking down the highway. And it keeps the old toes twiddling and the mind sharp and all that. All right, now we got to take a look at the weather here because, boy, have we got a mess. You know, I wish I could tell you in Kentucky and Missouri where it's raining and it's flooding that you're going to be fine and everything's going to clear itself up. That's just not the case, not the moment. I'm going to start with Missouri. Coming across towards St. Louis and coming up 44 in particular, got a lot of low-lying areas east of Springfield, out there towards the great metropolis of St. Louis. A lot of ups and downs and valleys and this, that, and the other. And there's a lot of flooding going on in there tonight. We have some major flooding going on closer to St. Louis along the river and along some of the tributaries that go into the river. Now, what makes this really difficult is at night you can't see all that much, so you don't really know when you get in the water where the road is. Now, my suggestion to you big riggers out there is to pull over and wait somewhere on the higher ground. Just don't try to drive through that water, at least not until it's daylight, to where you really know what you're doing. And those of us that have been on I-44, we know there's areas where you go up through there and the water will come across the road on I-44, of all things, an interstate highway system. And you hydroplane, you do all sorts of stuff. So please be careful. But that rain goes up towards Effingham, Illinois, and it's starting to move to the east towards Kentucky. Kentucky just can't take any more rain. And although it stopped raining for the most part over there in the flood zone, there is more rain that could be coming that way out of this system that I'm telling you about right now. That's over there in Missouri that I've been watching move across from Oklahoma into Missouri as we speak. So, good luck to everybody over there. Pay attention. Keep the weather radios on. And if you're in Texas, you got problems of your own there, I-35, all the way down to San Antonio and beyond, down towards Laredo. It's not only warm, but you've also got the possibility of some rain, some thunderstorms, could be severe, coming your way. It's going to be one of those days again there for the Metroplex, and it's going to be I-20, I-30, all the way out to Midland, Texas with the rain, and all the way east over into halfway across Louisiana on I-20 with the rain. I-30 coming up out of Dallas, you'll have it up to Texarkana, and you'll run out of it as it stands right now, about 10, 15 miles into Arkansas, just east of Texarkana. Now, it might stay that way, it might not, but again, keep your eyes on the prize. Over in New Mexico tonight, we do have rain. It's been raining there all night long, Albuquerque South, down 25. Southwestern corner of New Mexico, been getting rain over there. We've got some smoke and some inclement weather, breathing weather, up in Colorado, east of Denver tonight. We got rain over in the area of Arizona coming that away, and also up into Nevada tonight. And as you know, if you've been paying attention, it's been raining all week long in Nevada. Well, they still got more rain there. And, of course, the other areas, heat, you can handle that. But keep your eyes on the weather. Pay attention to what you got to do with your truck to make sure that you got the 50-50 mixture in them. Because you don't want to be running around out there in those 95-100-degree weather pulling the big old heavy loads without the right mixture in your radiator. Otherwise, you're just asking for trouble. You're just asking for trouble. You never dump all water in a radiator. Never. So think about that before you get on the road out that way. All right. Now, You want to know what a total failure looks like? Look no more than, no further than Joe Biden. The president of the United States, who went to the Middle East to beg a country that he had previously tried to make a pariah for oil, Saudi Arabia. Why did he go there to do all of this, and why isn't this working? Because Biden's own domestic oil policies have been so disastrous. The president then returned with no actual agreement, choosing bluster over substance, and now that the results are in, and the Saudis aren't even pretending to have played along, there's yet another embarrassment for Biden and the nation. Now, this is the danger of having the world's worst foreign policy expert in the White House, in Joe Biden. And he is certainly every bit of that. Now, Biden had to do what he had to do, which makes no sense, of course. But all he had to do was eat his ice cream, keep the status quo rolling, and reap the benefits for everyone by following along with what Donald Trump had done when it came to energy. That's all he had to do. Very simple. But no. They had to ruin the system. They had to ruin the system and make everything so god-awfully expensive. Now, maybe it's going to start dropping down again a little bit. I certainly hope so. But we don't know for sure, and you can't count on Biden doing the right thing. So it's up to us, folks, us, the little guys, to encourage the oil companies to drill, baby, drill, to encourage our government to wake the hell up. And if they don't want to, then they need to understand their days are numbered in Washington, D.C. We will vote them out. We will. Count on it. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, retired Kevin Wright, coming aboard.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.